This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr in for Celeste Headlee. There may be nothing more important, how our children are educated. Later today, President Obama will send his plan to Congress. It would overhaul the very controversial Bush-era education policy known as No Child Left Behind. That plan was aimed to close the achievement gap between white children and other races, but it came under fire from critics who said it just didn't work.
What this plan recognizes is that while the federal government can play a leading role in encouraging the reforms and high standards we need, the impetus for that change will come from states and from local schools and school districts.
The president talking about his plan. Allison Klein is a congressional reporter with Education Week. She's been following this story. She's here to explain what the new changes are and who they could affect and how they could affect the schools in your neighborhood. Welcome, Allison.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Let's start with the very basic. No Child Left Behind, very controversial program. Isn't the first thing the president wants to change that name?
Yes, the president is hoping to give this new version of the law a different name, but we don't know yet exactly what that name will be.
Okay, and then the big change in terms of content, instead of the standardized testing to deal with the discrepancies among the races, he's talking about either students being either college-ready or career-ready from the moment they graduate. What does that really mean?
Well, that would mean basically that states would have to work with their institutions of higher education to set higher standards that are college and career-ready standards. Basically, students in those states would be able to start college without having to take any remedial courses, or they would be ready for a career. And they still would have to take standardized tests to see if they're prepared to meet that goal, but they would sort of be reaching for that higher bar as opposed to where some of the standards are now, which some folks say are too low and don't really prepare students for college.
It sounds as if the onus now then will be on the schools and on the educators.
Certainly, there will be a lot of high expectations for schools and educators to bring students up to these more rigorous standards.
What are teachers saying about it so far?
Well, the two major teachers' unions say they're very disappointed in the blueprint. They say that it places too much responsibility on teachers without giving them enough authority and autonomy.
What do they want? What kind of authority do the teachers want that they're not getting with this new, what we believe is the new program?
Well, they've talked about time for planning and collaboration, and they're worried that teachers will be judged too much on students' test scores.
And not enough on?
Well, they would like to see, I think in their words, kind of a more holistic picture of student achievement.
Right. Rather,
of course, they're still digesting the blueprint, so I think we'll have a better idea of where they see the problems and pitfalls in coming weeks.
Okay. Allison Klein, congressional reporter with Education Week, and this is the bill we will be waiting for. Thanks very much to you. And now to those of you out there, our takeaway question. President Obama making serious new changes to Mr. Bush's education plan, No Child Left Behind. The name will change. What would you name a national education plan to fix our schools? Give us your very creative suggestions at 877-8-MY-TAKE. What would you replace No Child Left Behind with?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.